This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, we are here to analyze and digest what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and find the weekly list. The charts for the week of October 11th to the 15th are in our focus. Michael, it's the Ides of October, middle of the month of October. Imagine where we are. Seems like 5 minutes. We always say this every week when we get together and spend this time together. It seems like we just finished the conversation about last week, and boom, here we are. And
there's something about coming together every week, and you and I have been doing it for so many years, that it becomes a milestone. And each time we get together, it feels as though it were a shorter period since the last one. And we have this conversation over and over, but it's remarkable. It's remarkable that we have it. The reason we have it is because it's such a powerful sensation. It really does feel like each time we get together, you know, for the weekend, that it was a shorter period than the last gap between our get-togethers.
Does that mean our lives are better, more interesting, things are happening, so we're occupied, our times are not just together, but our time in general is well spent, and there's exciting stuff that we're involved in, and so we go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next.
Well, what you just described is one explanation among an infinite number of explanations. But what you just said is certainly one of the popular explanations, and certainly is very possible that the number of events and the amount of fun you're having tend to make things go faster. Lots of events, because time really is the way we deal with events. If there were no events, we would not have any perception of time.
Maybe in the other way around as well. If there were no time, we wouldn't. I'm thinking about Christmas, things that we do every year, birthdays, 4th of July, the coming of spring, and what you can buy in the store to put on your lawn. You know, any or all of those things.
Well, we have a lot of that throughout our conversations on talk radio anyway. That's a part where agriculture and, you know, gardening come together with the news. There's a tremendous amount of fertilizer involved.
Yes, there is. And I know about that because from my farm and the amount of fertilizer that's there, I have good practice for going on the air every day.
Exactly. I mean, you are the man where the news, the news and the fertilizer come together.
Come together. That's it.
All right. Well, let's do the stories.
Please. Number one, or number 10 to number one on the story list from Talkers. Yes.
Yeah, we'll work our way up to the big one. At number 10, we have some big ones, immigration and climate change. At number 9, two big ones, crime and homelessness. And they're related. At number 8, I love these stories, Shatner in space and McCartney disses the Stones. At number 7, another really interesting story, a sports story, was all the way up to number 7, and in some places it was much higher. John Grudenflap, the race relations, political correctness, and cancel culture, they're all related to what happened to a former NFL coach that many describe as the movie monster, Chucky. At number 6, Facebook and social media, very tied together. U.S.-China relations at number 5. At number 4, the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent and he was robbed of his due position as as president. At number 3, education and politics. And the politics of education is the way it really is more aptly described. You know, these school board meetings are like Supreme Court nominations now. Right. It's like, wow. At number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. And number 1, the economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor issues. Wow, what a mess. You want the people?
Yes. Please.
William Shatner and Paul McCartney tied at 10. Mark Zuckerberg and Francis Hogan at 9.
You had it right the first time.
John Gruden at 8. Steve Bannon at number 7. Donald Trump at 6. At number 5, a tie between Joe Rogan and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
That's an interesting story, actually.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Joe...
Joe. Once we get above number, if we get
Mighty
we
Joe get, Old,
yeah, no, four, all three, the top four people on the list, the same old, same old. What we ought to spend some time on here, if you're willing, is the power of podcasts and how that plays into what we this wonderful world that we delve into every week called talk radio, news talk radio. This is another adjunct of the talk radio world, all these podcasts.
Yes.
And Rogan arguably has, if not the best, one of the best. They ought to be because I think they're paying him $100 million a
Let's
year.
Let's just say one of the biggest.
Yeah, right. So he has Sanjay Gupta on, and he kind of makes Gupta sound like he doesn't know what he's talking about. They get off into the horse thing that, what's that called? The thing used to I use it to deworm my cows. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's ivermectin.
Ivermectin, that's right, too. And Gupta sounds like he's sort of stumped, and Rogan goes after him. I'm not a big fan of Rogan's, but it's an interesting conversation. And so what does that do? Let's the focus on podcasting, first of all. And what does this sort of thing do? Is it just the same as what you could hear on a good news talk radio program? Why do we have to do it on podcasts? Why can't we just do it on the radio?
Well, I mean, I don't understand the question.
Everybody's all worked up about podcasts.
But you explained it. Podcasting is an extension of talk radio. It's also an extension of other things, too. I mean, the world of podcasting and the world of talk radio do not overlap 100%. They're two circles, and there's a place where they overlap, and there's a term for that.
But you would admit that a lot of people get hired now to do talk radio programs who have moderately to very successful podcasts.
Because digital media and social media are now prized assets of anybody who's in the business of gaining audiences and influencing the public.
So would Shapiro and Bongino be good examples of that?
Good examples of what?
People had a strong podcast and then they get hired to do a talk radio program.
Yes, definitely. Right. Definitely. If you have a big social media following, either through podcasts or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, you will have much more opportunity of getting a job in radio or even getting a book publishing deal.
But see, at the moment, this is just me, Doug Steffen, talking. This is not Michael. I'm just saying, in my mind, having been in the talk radio world since 1974, when it was it was a lot different shape then than it is now. You and I have both seen how it has, over the years, changed in form and shape and content. But for me, Shapiro is a brilliant promoter. He's a brilliant podcaster. Horrible talk show host. And Bongino the same. I don't think that it translates, but it seems to, people come in and they listen to it, so maybe I'm not measuring it the right way.
The jury's still out on Bongino and Shapiro. They haven't been on talk radio long enough for us to make a definitive statement that we could about such people as Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin.
Neither of which says. Does Hannity have a podcast?
Hannity has enough going.
He's
the number one talk show host and the number one and a half. Cable TV news guy. I mean, now, Tucker, as he's called by his fans, Tucker Carlson has a little bit higher ratings, but I don't think Tucker Carlson has the staying power that good old Sean Hannity has. What's a podcast? You know, today there are two types of podcasts that are prevalent in this particular industry. One is the podcast that is a replay of a radio show, and the other is a show specifically made for a podcast. I think we have to take a break.
I do some of each. I have the American Family Farmer show that I do in a podcast that's there. But I'm also doing an astrology sort of psychic thing called Zodiac Magic that's not anywhere except in podcast form. So you got people doing both. And Thank you for the allowance of being able to put in a little plug there for that. Good suggestion. 15, almost 16 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of the News Talk Radio business with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus now for a moment on what Kyle in Illinois did to help him live longer and better. And this is not live longer and prosper. This is a fellow who was way overweight, and he had two young children, and he wanted to change his evil ways, if you will. Stopped eating the things he was eating, and went to toploss.com to find about all about Calitrin. He heard me talking about it. He's in Illinois. And he heard on the radio station up around Chicago that this was the healthy way, the right way to lose weight and to keep it off. So he thought he'd try it out. Went to toploss.com, talked to the counselor there, and convinced himself this was a smart thing to do. And now he's lost 82 pounds, went from size 42 to 32, and his blood pressure is way down, and his children are very happy about it, as you can imagine. And he's happy. And you should be happy, too. You don't like your weight, in a conundrum about what to do? Go to toploss.com, speak to one of their counselors, and see what the antidote antidote is to your weight problems. I think you'll find this very satisfying because it's all natural. Right now, when you go to toploss.com and buy the product, you can match whatever number starting with 3, go from 3 to 10. You buy 10, you get 10 free. That's the way it works now. The fall special for listeners to the DJV program. Use the DJV code when you're checking out also for free shipping at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because it's so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Yeah. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which is the official overview of talk radio, the Bible of the talk radio industry, if you will. Here in the form, the original major domo is still the major domo. Major Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher.
I like that, Major Harrison.
Do you remember the old days when there was a guy on in Boston, but Tom Kelly, Shotgun, they all have these names. Like Major Tom Kelly was one guy, and I remember Captain somebody or else.
It
was
captains. Just, I've known captains. There were a lot of doctors back in the day.
Yes. Still are a few.
This is Dr. Sebastian Stone.
Right. Yeah, right.
Those kinds of names.
Yeah.
Doctor. I don't think you could do that easily anymore.
No, too many people would take shots at you.
You know, exactly. But Shotgun, yeah, Shotgun Tom is still on the air. He's on Sirius.
Yes, on Sirius.
And, cool guy. He wears a funny hat.
Is he bald? Sort of like a cucumber. He's
like Smokey Bear hat.
Yep. But, right. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, he's a good. Right. He's a perfect example of the same era that we came out of in terms of music radio. He really never has had anything to say on the radio in his life. But he's got a great voice. He has a wonderful attitude. He's fun, engaging. I know he and I have had lunch a number of times because he's a great radio guy in L.A.
Did he have anything to say at lunch, or did he just tell you,
hey, it's great to be with you, Doug. If you stick around, I'll buy dessert.
Kind of like that. Yeah, but he's the kind of a guy that nobody would dislike. He's just always been kind of the same. I know I don't mean to be name dropping here. Rick Dees kind of impresses me as the same sort of guy, but
Rick Dees is far more creative. That's nothing against Shotgun Tom.
No,
Shotgun Tom is more of a tactician. Rick Dees is more of, maybe some folks remember Rick Dees when he was really flying high back in the 70s. He had a number one hit on the Billboard
Rubber
charts
ducky.
Called Disco Duck.
Disco Duck, that was it. Yeah, Disco Duck.
Disco. That's always cool when a DJ in those days was able to have a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big bopper who died with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens in that tragic Day the Music Died plane crash. Yeah. He had Chantilly Lace, you know, hello, baby. And he wrote
to me.
Running Bear. Did you ever hear the song Running Bear?
Oh, of course. Running Bear. I'm trying to, that wasn't him.
Little White Cloud. Little White Cloud. Yeah.
Could you
man,
think you could
woman.
Get away with that song today?
Nope. Nope.
Not hardly. Do you remember
Not
Ken
even for
Nordine?
A second.
Remember Ken Nordine?
I know the name. I don't know from where.
He was a talk. Well, he was kind of a jock. He was in, I think, Toronto and Montreal both. But he did a couple of during the late 60s, early 70s. He did a couple of things that became number one records. But he was talking to him. He told stories, and I'm trying to remember. One of them was about the Vietnam War. I can't really remember. The essence of it. Maybe Phil can find.
Well, there was a song called "The Americans," and which was about the great American.
Maybe Nordine. Yeah, that may have been one of his.
I don't know if it was him or not.
So the reason that we started this conversation, folks, if you didn't hear the beginning,
there was no
a few
reason.
Minutes ago. Yeah, there was. We were talking about Joe Rogan and podcasters,
and
where today's quote unquote entertainment or interest comes from people listening. I mean, the woman that's manager of my farm, I would never in 100 years think she would listen to podcasts. So I'm in her truck the other day and she's listening to a podcast. I said, "What are you listening to?" "Oh," she said, "this is a podcast that I listen to every week about how to take care of goats." And, you know, I mean, that's how down in the weeds these podcasts go, taking care of goats.
Well, that's kind of good.
It
That's
is
what it should be about. Let's talk more about that after the break.
You want to?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good point to be made.
I thought there was. So I try to make good points as much as possible. You're such an influence on me with good points. All right. Michael Harrison, Doug Steff, another half hour of this fun and frivolity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is still trying to figure out how to pass his infrastructure packages. He's continuing to meet with other Democrats, trying to reach an agreement.
It's clear that it's not going to be $3.5 trillion. So the question is, how much of what is important do we get into the legislation?
Biden says shrinking the price tag will reduce the number of years for additional child and health care benefits. An FDA advisory panel has approved Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for a booster shot. They said that particular vaccine shows a waning protection after a few months, and a booster shot is needed. Johnson & Johnson claims its vaccine is 75% effective worldwide against any infection. This is USA Radio News. Some people in Congress are pointing out that social media is exacerbating the problem at the border. USA's Tim Berg reports.
One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There has been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here at the end of the second full week of October, and we're going through the lists and the conversation about News Talk Radio, its personalities, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I wanted to take from you? You're very good when it comes to sports and the analysis of some of the things going on. So what do you make of the John? You refer to it on the list, the story list, as the John Gruden flap. So yeah. What do you make of that?
We like the word flap. Flap means when people are like all out of joint about something, or it's a controversy, right, or somebody did something politically incorrect. John Gruden is a coach, and he's often described as Chucky, the monstrous little toy. That could
what, that TV, horrible TV and movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a scowler, and he's kind of a rogue, kind of a bad boy in sports. He has a marginally successful history as a coach. He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's had some good times with the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. And he spent a number of years as a color caller on Monday Night Football. So he's a big name.
Ah, that's where I remember his name from, yeah.
You know, a blonde guy and a tough guy. And, you know, to make a long story short, they found out that he had been very nasty about African Americans and women, and you know, he just pressed every politically incorrect button you could in a series of emails that have made their way to the public through a leak, and he had to walk away from his 10-year, $100 million contract job as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, and that's the story. And it takes in race relations because he made some really nasty comments about African Americans. It takes in political correctness and the cancel culture. And the fact of the matter is, should he have been forced to resign? He wasn't fired, but he was forced to resign. And the truth is, he really had to resign, if for nothing else than, you know, how are you going to lead a team and have people believe in you when a
significant number of them are African American, and the rest of them are people that get along with African Americans. I mean, it's professional sports. You've got to have good race relations, or you cannot have a team.
Oh, my
or
God.
You can't be in that business. And so, you know, he became invalid in terms of that. But it's just a good story. When I say a good story, it's not a good story from a standpoint of happy it happened. It's a good story from a standpoint it has a lot of meat to it. It's not just a sports personality story.
If you look at some of the other sports things floating around this week that don't have to do with the Dodgers winning or whatever, however, the baseball series of pinching ourselves thinking that we're back at the end of the baseball season, back to what we were saying a half hour ago, how quickly the time flies. It seems like nanoseconds ago when the conversation about how cold it was at the end of March and beginning of April and the baseball season began, is it too early? You know, that kind of stuff. But there's also been a lot of discussion this week about the NFL the confusion over their concession protocol, which now apparently has become very much a part of the players' contract discussions and what the owners consider to be in the players' best interest. I never thought most of the owners gave a damn about the players except what they could do for them on the field. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But what do you think? How do you
I'm
read
not sure. I'm not sure I understand what you mean by concession protocol. This might be something I'm not familiar with.
No, I'm sorry. I should have said, did I say concession? I meant concussion. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe
they're giving them a piece of the action when they sell hot dogs and beer.
Well, they are kind of giving them a piece of the action with these contracts.
Oh, the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're forced to by... I mean, there was even a major movie about that.
Yes.
The concussion issue in football not only affects the NFL, it affects high school and college football.
Yep.
It's dangerous to go out there with a human head.
Very dangerous.
And
I say on the air all the time, if you let your child play football, you're a bad parent. Boy, does that get people stirred up.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I, as somebody who has admired the work of Tom Brady for years and years, every time he goes out on the field, I say to myself privately, and now I'm going to say it publicly, why are you subjecting yourself to this incredible danger? Haven't you had enough?
He's never been hit, though, has he? I mean, I didn't even know.
Yeah, he lost the whole season many, many years ago with a broken knee. In the first game, the rest of the season he was out. And that was traumatic for Patriots Nation. But no, it's just very dangerous.
We have an
As Boomer Esiason once said, there are no bad teams when you're out there playing. Even the worst team could kill you.
Yeah.
You know, these are
That's true.
Powerful men that tackling you.
The sports talk radio world was full of speculation as to what Brady and Belichick talked about after the game was over. They went into the locker room and had a frank discussion. So what did they talk about?
The truth of the matter with Brady and Belichick and Kraft is that Brady felt unappreciated. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
That's the best I could tell. Felt unappreciated. The Patriots are a well-oiled, very, very hard-nosed machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fun working for the Patriots. They're designed...
only fun to cash the check. No, it's no fun... going out there, but when you cash that check, man.
Yeah. But the Patriots are known to be a no-nonsense, almost militaristic type of an organization.
Mm-hmm.
That it's all about the team, even if you're Tom Brady. And Brady reached the point where he felt he was unappreciated. And you know, as a person who has talent, and you know, as a person who's surrounded by egos and performing arts, that people need more than money. They need a pat on the back. They need any job, even if you're on an assembly line, you need to feel that the bosses, the owners, the company you work for not only pays you, but appreciates you.
Yeah.
And we saw it on full display with Tom Brady.
More and more these days, with the trends in work conditions and stuff, that's more important than money with a lot of people. Can we go to Shatner going to space?
Yes.
And that whole bit, the two, number eight is Shatner, and then the McCartney thing about the Stones, which I think is a separate, very interesting thing going on with the Stones on their own, and then the McCartney thing. But Bill Shatner going into space and the emotion in his voice. Oh, my God. Think about it.
Everybody who cares about Star Trek or cares about Shatner should go to YouTube, go and check out Bill Shatner and his emotional expression.
We'll go one better than that. Phil, play the audio of Shatner, will you please?
Beautiful.
What you've given me is the most profound experience I can imagine.
I'm so
filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so... so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the oh my God.
Yeah. Spock, do you know what it means to be human? Spock. Humans.
Yeah. Is he acting or is this really Shatner? Because he's.
I think it's all really Shatner. I think Shatner's a complex man. I love him.
I do too.
I don't know him, but I love Shatner.
I met him a couple of times in Jennifer Horne's backyard with her father and Shatner are great friends.
Wow.
And he's a very, very. When he talks, you listen. That's kind of that's the sort of guy that he is. And I got into a discussion with him and Fred Dreyer in the backyard sitting next to Jennifer's father's pool. And we got off onto a couple of different things, but it's just he has a thought about everything. And he had that voice of his. He's like an orator. You know, he's like he should be on stage in a Broadway play as a thespian, playing maybe himself. I don't know, but fabulous.
Well, they say he's an over-the-top ham, but
part of.
I thought his role as Denny Crane in the Boston Legal series was his best.
Awful good. Both he and
James Spader
were unbelievably fabulous. Spader, I think, still is in the Blacklist. That's a great show.
Yeah, James Spader is one of the great actors of our time.
He is. Yep, I agree with
but
that.
But Bill Shatner is one of the great personalities.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of personalities, McCartney has been dumping on the Stones a little bit. And I sort of couple that with the thing this week, because Mick wants to do Brown Sugar, but they've yanked it out of their shows because it's too politically charged. If you
Right. Yeah, it speaks about a black woman in ways that would be considered sexist, racist, and politically incorrect. Other than that, it's a pretty cool song.
It's great.
We should play that and Running Bear nonstop
together, right?
As a demonstration against political correctness and lock ourselves in the studio.
Coming up, we focus on Michael's interview this week at Targus.com and MHInterview.com. 44 after the hour. Great discounts on all MyPillow products. As you're listening across the weekend to this program, how are things? Remember the old commercial, how you fix for blades?
Yeah.
It was a Gillette commercial. Now, my question is, how you fix for pillows? How you fix for for mattresses? How you fix for towels? How you fix for slippers? How you fix for dog beds? And you can go on and on and on. And now, the special deal at MyPillow.com, if you use the DJV code, gets you up to 65% off. Money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, wash and dry all the products. Fabulous. Your favorite MyPillow product is in the catalog, which you can find online at MyPillow.com. And keep in mind when you order, these are all American-made products. They're not assembled in America like you hear for the car dealers. These are made in America by American workers. So when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Look and see what you need there. Get the sheets, whatever. Use the DJV code and save a lot of money at MyPillow.com. It's the People List now from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen going through from number 10 to number 1. And because of what Shatner did this week, he's in the number 10 spot. Bill Shatner going up into space. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg and all the focus on Facebook. That's the number 6 story. He's the number 9 person on the list. John Gruden and the uproar over his past emails. Steve Bannon, number 7, for some interesting reasons that have to do with the January 6th investigation. Donald Trump is 6. Ditto there. Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Joe Rogan appeared together on Rogan's podcast. That's number 5. Mitch McConnell is 4. Chuck Schumer is 3. So it's the same old bunch from 4 to 1. It's McConnell, Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden. So the list is better from number 5 to number 10 to number 4 to number 1. All right, that's the overview. Anyway, the people list from Talkers Magazine.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. The story list from Talkers Magazine, the overview of the charts now from number 10 to number 1. At 10, the immigration problem, as it still remains to be a core issue in our country. Number 9, all the homelessness committing crimes that they are and crime in general. Number 8, Bill Shatner. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, goes to space. Great, great story. Number 7, John Gruden. And what he said and didn't say, and do the players have faith in him still? Number 6, Facebook and all the stuff that louse is up to at Zuckerberg. I don't even want to call him by his name. That's 6. Number 5, our relationship with China, the usual stew. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. Can we get beyond that? Number 3, our educational system and how politics is involved in it. COVID is number 2, and the economy and inflation and the cost of things, number 1 this week for a change on the story list from Talkers Magazine. All right, Michael, what's on the podcast?
No podcast this week, so we still have the last week's up. I took the week off, but I do want to mention real quickly, we had promised everybody a comment about podcasts, and you had said the woman did the thing about goats. The best podcasts are the ones that are well-produced and have a lot of information about a specific topic to a specific target. That's what I wanted to tell everybody.
The success of the goat podcast.
Right, exactly.
As anything else. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer. As a lawyer, are you a legal expert? Do you think that that goes well? I love asking.
Well, you know, what do they say lawyers do? They're always practicing. We never get it right.
Yeah, right. Like doctors.
We're still practicing.
Yeah, right. Get it right. Okay, so Steve Wiseman is here to talk about the legal aspects of some of our important stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And I guess the January 6th investigation, which is number 4, I'm really tired of even reading and talking. I don't much on the air because I think it's, you know, talk about Trump and his fraud claims. I think it's a big fraud. It's a big hoax. It's a big pile of you know what. And what do we get over? Why can't we get over our past? I guess maybe that's the question.
Well, you know, that's the favorite quote of George Santayana, those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. Yeah. And, you know, I got to admit, the investigation that I'm seeing in Congress of January 6th, I think is necessary because you have certain people saying they were tourists, they were invited in. I mean, you can lie as much as you want. My grandmother couldn't pronounce the word lawyer. She'd say her grandson the liar. So I do think we need to know what happened, and I do think we need an investigation. But that doesn't mean that the media has to be commenting on it every day before they get something. And I think that may diminish it. We get kind of, you know, worn out with the news. Wait till you have some real news and then bring it out.
Yep. Okay. Next, number 6, there's a new chant, Zuck sucks, Zuck sucks, Zuck sucks. So I was talking to a guy who's a good friend. He's been superintendent of schools in 3 or 4 districts over his career. And we got off onto this stuff and how it's influencing students in school, for example. And what an evil, evil doer. Remember when George Bush used to call the Chinese and the, was the axis of evil, they're the evil doers.
Yes.
Well, I mean, maybe the updated picture is one of Zuckerberg. But how can they get this guy?
With great difficulty, because, you know, the First Amendment, you know, the law is always, always, always late to catch up with technology. And there's a long history of that. And that's the situation here. This guy, benign looking, has created really a platform for so much harm in this country and around the world. And yet the laws haven't caught up to make him responsible. And, you know, then there's the problem of, you know, do how much control do we want to have over private social media and communication? Because diminishing the First Amendment is a dangerous practice, too. So we need to tread carefully. But there is no question that this needs to be regulated. And at the present time, he hasn't violated any laws.
That's the problem. Okay, number nine is the connection between homelessness and crime. So my question to you is, how do you prosecute a homeless person? How does he or she get served with a subpoena? Come on. Right? How do you go after a homeless person? Seriously.
Yeah, you know, the whole idea of dealing with the homeless crime, and you really need to deal with the fact of why are they homeless? What about the issues of mental disease? And, you know, there have been instances where we were deinstitutionalizing people and thinking that this was a good thing, and then it turns into all too often homelessness. So at least some attention is being put on the homeless, but it is. I think it's a stain on our country that we have so many homeless people and we don't deal with it.
It's kind of like the chicken and the egg, which comes first.
Exactly.
In some circumstances, right. Somebody just shot me a note, said that Zuckerberg is germier than a toilet. Now, let's think about that.
You should post that on Facebook.
I think I will, just to see what happens. Will they take it down or not?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yes, I'll do that. Doug Steffen, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. I'll put that up there. Let's see. You watch me on my Facebook page. Let's see what happens to that. That's a great, great idea. Meanwhile, I wish I had time to talk to you. The outrage that Verizon sends a notice around saying they're protecting your privacy after everything's just been hacked. And, you know, what you do with these guys.
They do a horrible job of it.
Awful. Unbelievable. All right. So here we have our great conversations every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley, thank you, at Bentley University in the Boston area, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.